This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Team bonding.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
You reacted like that was like a ghost.
That's horrible.
It's not as dirty as it sounds. So we had...
Like workplace.
Yeah, we had a... On our day off, everyone has Sundays off, but they decided half yearly, instead of having like a half year Christmas party, we'll have a team bonding day. And we did the amazing race. It was so much fun, but... I don't know. My team, we got into like doing high kicks and stuff, and I feel like I have the sorest groin in all of history.
Hold it. Back up. The amazing race?
Yeah.
What did you get set tasks to go and do?
So there's a company in Melbourne that actually runs it. So the staff didn't have to come up with anything. Yeah. And so we got broken up into five teams. And so you start at one place and then you get given clues to help you get to the next. So the whatever it's called, the checkpoint.
Yes. Did anyone lose their way?
Pit stop.
Look, to be honest, we didn't see one team until about half an hour after we got to the finish line. That was the first time we saw them. Needless to say, they lost.
Nice.
So interestingly enough, my team got to the final checkpoint second, but we won! Woo!
Ah, very good.
Yep, so I won a trophy.
Did they have penalties, did they?
No, because you get extra points for certain things. So along the way, you have to do certain activities. So we had to do cheerleading. We had to do random acts of kindness for strangers. We had to interrupt people whilst they were eating and get them to rate their food and tell us why. They had to be really Melburnian. So we stopped some people who were eating Subway.
Oh, nice.
And got them to rate their food and stuff. So obviously my team had better answers and we just worked as a team really well. And so we won.
So you bonded then as well?
Yeah. Well, we were already like pretty close with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like all the salons kind of are. We're all kind of
You do each other's hair and,
Yeah, but we've got three, we literally do each other's hair.
Well, you do other people's hair, so you may as well do that your hair as well,
So we've got three salons, so the groups were all like mixed between the three salons. It wasn't just like, Windsor versus Richmond versus Malvern.
Right.
Yeah, but oh my God, I got home last night and I was like, I'm so dehydrated. And I like stepped out of my bed and the pain. The pain in my legs.
Yeah.
I've never done so much exercise in my life.
Do you feel better for it?
No.
That's why I don't do it.
I hate exercise.
I hate it as well. It's like, because it just makes you feel sore.
And yeah, exactly. You get
hardly any benefit from it.
Workplace bonding. Mark, you're not a fan, are you?
No. Oh, God, no. I mean, if you work with someone, the last thing I want to do is go spend my free time with them.
Right? Right?
God.
You
don't choose your workmates like that.
Seriously, every week, all of like my colleagues, not all of them, but like most of them, they go out to trivia together every Tuesday night, right? And they all talk about it. Oh, trivia. And I just nothing makes me more angry. It just sounds awful.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's the worst.
Pedophiles don't make you that angry.
Hey, calm down, mate.
No. Children.
You said
children.
Nothing.
I do hate children. You hate children? I do hate children.
I know you too well. I used to go to trivia a long time ago, like, I mean, in the, God, 90s or something.
With workmates.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like an Aussie pastime, going out to the pub with your workmates. I hate it. I don't want to spend time with you outside of work. I literally get paid to spend time with you, and I'm not getting paid to spend time with you going out to a pub. I'm paying to have drinks and food. I'm paying to spend time with you now.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
True.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
I never thought of it that way.
Awful.
Depends who it is. Though saying that, the last job I was in, I used to go and have the odd wine down at the wine shop.
The odd wine.
Well, my boss did buy us all drinks and pizza at the end. So.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay. But like paying your own way to hang with work people, I think is just brutal.
Yeah. It's awful.
It depends on how hip and cool they are.
I've never thought they're of it definitely that way
not
before.
No, if they're not, see, you wouldn't care.
Like, I can't stand it. There's like this little clique in my workplace as well, and they're all like buddy buddy, and they're all like the best friends club, I call them, and they're just like, you know what I mean? There's like four of them. There's like my boss and like three other people who are on my level, and they're all just like the besties. And they all just like hang out and go on lunch together and go on long breaks together and go on smokes together.
I was going to say, are they the smokers?
Yep.
It's always the smokers.
They all go on smoke breaks together. Oh, let's go for a smoke break. Oh, if you've only had 10 this morning, you think you're due for another one. You've been here for 20 minutes. You've definitely earned it. You've definitely earned a smoke break. Good on you. And I sit there just watching them go out for smoke breaks and I just roll my eyes.
I hate that. I hate the
smokers. I'm just going to go out for a pub break, guys.
Yeah. I'm just going to go for a video game break. Yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm just going to go for a masturbation break. Thanks. You know, God.
Yeah.
No,
it's Mark pretty much the same thing.
No, what Mark does on his workplace. Hey, where's Mark? He's been in the bathroom for 45 minutes. I'm joking. You only take two.
I was going to say, it doesn't take me that long.
Team bonding.
Team bonding.
Yes, one of the most scary combination of words on the planet for some people.
And we had a bit of a team bonding moment just a second ago when we were ooing ahhing over the sky over Parliament.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting even prettier.
It's really
so pretty at the moment.
I need, like, every few seconds
if
update.
You're around the city, maybe have a look out your window because it is absolutely gorgeous out there at the moment.
Sunrise.
I don't think team bonding counts when it's during work, though. And yeah, we're talking true. Like when you have to go outside of work.
Oh, no, but that's the only time I actually accept it is when it was during work.
It's like you'd on get Wednesday off work night. To do it. Yeah, it was Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went and team bonded, but you didn't come because you were sick again.
Well, you can't blame me for being sick.
That's a classic excuse, though, isn't it, to miss team bonding?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sick.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's okay. Well, Luke and I went without you.
Yeah, you went to the theatre without me.
Yeah, picture of us looking lovely on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we did get a message from Stephen, who is an Uber driver but can't do much team bonding. But it's not really like a team environment,
though.
It's
a bit of a solitary job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you get all your local Uber drivers together and do
something. How would you even organise that?
Just book them.
Yeah, book like 20 to meet at the same place and be like, guys, let's
but
hang
then
out.
They charge your credit card.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? Team bonding can be okay when they do put some money behind it and they pay for everything.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's the time when it's acceptable to do.
If there's one thing that hairdressers do well is parties.
Yeah.
They pay, like our bosses pay for everything. Our Christmas parties are always really fun. There's always good food and good drinks.
Mm.
So it's good. It's fun. I kind of like it.
Yeah. When I worked in a political office, that was great.
I
bet it was.
The government paid for it.
I don't want to explain it, but the member actually gets an allowance that they can use stuff like
ooh.
That.
Oh.
But anyway, I don't want to get political, so
gold
I won't.
Don't get political.
No, it's unlike me, but yeah, I won't.
I wouldn't know how to handle it anyway.
But no, it was good. I was like, some nice tie or something. Go out for dinner or
some nice
lunch.
Tie.
But we used to do. We used to do stuff so during vague. The day, though. It was like we used to go for lunch a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the team bonding. It was lunch. Yeah.
I've done with the previous company, we went to like on a golfing weekend as a group.
Yeah.
And there was like we had to do team meetings during the weekend as well and do some work and planning. But like the evenings was like karaoke and like the daytimes was golf.
That sounds fun.
And there was like a meeting in the afternoon at some point to justify the whole thing. So that was all right.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I mean, I did go working for a telecommunications company. Took us away for a couple of days. And the only really interesting thing happened that was I had sex in the spa with one of my co-mates. But
oh, my that's God.
That's not what team bonding
that was a very team bonding situation.
Did you know they were gay beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right then. Yeah, would have been amazing if it was just like this reveal. You know,
no, we'd
like,
been flirting with each other constantly, and it was like, yeah, all right. And one of our rooms had a spa, Not mine. Oh,
okay, that's all right then. I thought it was like one of those public spas. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no. It was a private spa in the room.
Everyone else left. It was just me and him in the spa. Yeah, and it was late at night. And
neither of us had pants on.
Yeah. And it just sort of happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Mark can tell us more about that off air.
It just fell in.
It just fell in.
I fell into the spa and, oh, no. Yeah.
What do you mean you fell into him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here on the Brekkie Bears. I'm so sorry for Mark. I just apologise for him.
What?
Just generally.
It's true. Yeah. It was true.
This is the Being the Podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.